Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to a bonus off-menu podcast, James. Very exciting.
I'm very excited, Ed. We did two live off-menus, the very first that we've ever done at the Royal Festival Hall, South Bank Centre. And thank you to everybody who showed up. We had such a brilliant time. I'm very excited to be able to present them in podcast form now.
In podcast form. What a couple of nights they were. I had such a nice time, James.
Such a nice time. You look like such a happy boy on stage. It was nice to see you look so happy. So much participation from the audience.
Yes.
Little shout-outs that weren't too much. It was actually quite welcome.
It was well-balanced, I thought. I'm sure you'll hear some of those in the slightly edited-down version of the shows. Obviously, we did a few things at the beginning, which won't make sense in a podcast form. They were very much for the live audience only, but you will be hearing most of what happened that night. It was a lot of fun. This first one that we are going to present to you in a bonus episode format, I think we should change the name of the bonus episodes as a new strand called The Great Benito Presents.
Presents.
Yes.
Off Menu Live featuring Izzy Sooty.
Wonderful comedian. Actor, writer. She does all of that stuff. She's just written a book, James.
Yes, she's just brought out a book called Jane is Trying. You should all go and buy that now. Lap it up. And I tell you what, once you've listened to this wonderful live episode, you'll definitely be going out and buying it because what a wonderful guest.
She was an awesome, awesome guest. She's also got a podcast called The Things We Do for Love. That's well worth checking out as well. Yeah. All of the stuff like Secret Ingredient, proper intros, that all happened live. So you're going to hear that right now. So for now, all I can say is enjoy the off-menu menu of Izzy Sooty.
Of Izzy Sooty.
Live.
Live.
That's a bit much, actually. Thank you very much. Welcome to Off Menu Live.
Oh, you want me to do a proper... Literally, as we were standing back there, James went, have you written your food-based intro to tonight? I went, oh, I genuinely haven't not thought about it. So welcome to Off Menu Live, taking the muffin of conversation, peppering it with the blueberries of chat, and putting it in one of those little paper things, cases that represent humour. How's that...
Not your best, not your worst. I like it.
You like it?
I like them every time you do those little intros. And I definitely like... I like that tonight you got to see Ed having to figure it out in real time, because normally when we do each episode, he's completely forgotten that he has to do that intro.
Yeah.
And he gets told and he goes, oh, fuck! And then starts having to think of it on the spot. So it's really nice that you all got to see it tonight. That's what tonight's about, right?
Yeah, well, putting me under pressure and watching me fucking flounder. Yeah, that's what it's all about. What a welcome. Someone actually threw the devil horns over there when we walked on.
Someone's throwing the devil horns. See, some people are here from Ed's fan base. And the other people who were very quiet when we came on, that's my lot.
Yeah. The people reading books and stuff.
Yeah.
That's your lot.
The dweebs.
Yeah. The dweebs are in.
Thank you, dweebs.
Immediately outed yourself as not being dweeb. No dweeb would ever make that noise. All we would hear would be, huh. That's all we...
little dweeby noise. Hey, listen. We're going to tell you what the format of tonight is anyway, but give me a cheer if you're already familiar with what the format of the night is going to be. That's fine.
Let's not beat around the bush. The format is slight, isn't it? The format is very light, and the fact that you're all here for what we do is fucking insane, quite frankly.
Yeah, if you asked any of... when last year, before the pandemic, we went to America to record some episodes... And when we told all of our guests there what our podcast was, they didn't look at us like it was a good idea.
No.
Or like we were smart for going to America to record some of them. But, you know, it's simple. We have a dream restaurant, and every single week we bring a guest in, and we ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink, not in that order. And...
Oh, you should have practised that as well.
Huh? That's a good little... I mean, I didn't realise. You don't realise until you say it in front of a room full of people how much it's actually a bit of a catchphrase, actually.
Yeah.
We've ended up with a few catchphrases because of this. Never thought I'd be a catchphrase comic, but this is where we are now. Should we say who the guest is now? Today we're welcoming to the Dream Restaurant,
Izzy Sooty! Not yet, though.
Oh, before we do that, though, actually, every single episode of Off Menu, we always have a secret ingredient.
Oh, yeah, good point.
And if the guest says it, we kick them out of the Dream Restaurant. Now, our guest currently can't hear what's going on. We've made sure that she's got headphones on playing music. So we're going to let you guys decide what the secret ingredient is for the... Yeah,
now genuine excitement, you sad fuckers.
Look who's finally shown up, the fucking... Oh, now you're excited.
No,
let's see. What would you guys... And it's... Do you know what? I didn't think it through.
No. Right.
I'll hold my hands up there. That's my fault. I think we're going to have to do a polite show of hands and then we're going to go bam, bam, bam. And
there
I
was
know
already
a
shout out for Bleasdale.
Back there, you're like, well, that's not fair. Show of hands up.
Bleasdale is here, though, isn't he?
Huh?
Sit down, Bleasdale. Come on, mate.
Bleasdale in the flesh.
A lovely Bleasdale, moment there where Bleasdale stood up and then was waving and everyone's going mad and he just took his mask off as if to say, it is me. It is really me.
I'm pretty sure this makes me part of the show now. Mask off. Bleasdale's here.
Bleasdale, have you got a... if you've got an idea for a secret ingredient that we can do tonight, Bleasdale... I think that would be a very special moment.
Again, for those of you who don't know, There has been some episodes of the podcast where we have had suggestions from the public as to what the secret ingredient should be. Bleasdale suggested one once, and I really enjoyed shouting his name repeatedly. And since then, everyone who's recommended something for the podcast, food-wise, secret ingredients-wise, has been called Bleasdale. Because...
Any ideas, Bleasdale?
Padron peppers?
Padron peppers? Go fuck yourself, Bleasdale.
They're delicious.
They're nice. What the fuck?
Bleasdale. How the mighty have fallen.
Bleasdale, what the fuck has happened? You knew you were coming here tonight. You must have known this was an option, that this was going to happen at some point. You chose Padron peppers? Why don't you like them?
Too slimy.
How the fuck are you cooking them?
They shouldn't be slimy. You're thinking
of Oxford. They shouldn't be slimy, man.
Maybe you've only had bad ones.
Where have you had your Paddy Peps? Where have you been to... Where have you been to get them?
In Spain.
Well, Bleasdale's a racist. Hates the local cuisine of wherever he goes on holiday. This is, absolutely can't believe this has happened, Bleasdale. This is ugly. It's turned ugly fast. To think I shouted your name upwards of a million times. No, don't worry, Bleasdale. I'm just yanking your chain.
No, we're not doing Padron peppers, though, surely. Huh? We can't do Padron.
We can't do Padron peppers. That's like any other suggestions.
Did someone just say chips? What did you say? This lady's got a hand up, James.
Yeah. Got.
Sultanas?
In what context?
All contexts. No, we can't. Wow, not quite popular.
Interesting.
The thing is, I can imagine Izzy saying sultanas, can't you?
Yeah. Also, what we've got to bear in mind here is that we really want you to get your money's worth tonight. Starter, just a bowl of sultanas. Everyone home, see you later. She did it.
Okay, so sultanas is in the mix anyway. We could put it out.
Yeah. Anyone from over here?
Celery. I think we might have had celery.
Celery. I hope you haven't had celery. I love it. Huh? Capers? Right. You and Bleasdale. I love capers. Yeah. Some caper fans on the front. Go for it.
This is like a terrible council meeting.
Made such a mistake. Opening the floor to stuff people. Yeah? Huh? Tinned fruit
from the most Scottish man I've ever encountered.
Yeah.
Tinned fruit's
I was there
good
like,
chef.
What's tanned fruit? What the fuck is that?
Tinned fruit. I think tanned fruit's quite a good idea, actually.
I think tanned fruit, yeah. I'm happy to go with tanned... What's your name? Gary!
Oh, no, Bleasdale. Oh, poor Bleasdale.
Fruit. Bleasdale, how the mighty have fallen. Yeah. Bad luck, mate. Can't we even remembered your name, actually.
We asked you for a secret ingredient and you said all foreign food. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Bleasdale, what are you choosing? Foreign muck.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Slimy. Slimy Spanish people, that's what
slimy
you said.
Slimy, horrible food. I hate it, so slimy.
But we're going to go with tanned frut. Is there a specific frut that you're thinking of?
Any particular frut you're thinking of? Yeah, the white, yellow and red shades, like a glassier cherry knocking around in there.
Oh, like mixed frut?
Well, you don't even get the cherry in it, but it's just the white and the orange ones. So, if Izzy says she wants tanned frut, but she would like it with the glassier cherry in, are we keeping her in the restaurant? We're not. She's getting out
she's
for that
still
as well.
Gone, right.
So just any tanned fruit, she's out. What if she says tanned peaches? Is she out then? That's okay.
That's so okay.
Only the one that's like the mixed... The mixed fruit cocktail, kind of rubbish. Yeah. Right.
Now it's time for the off-menu menu of... Izzy Sooty!
Yeah.
Yes! Now, we can't get into it straight away because, obviously, I mean, if I have to explain that James is a genie, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah, James Christ, is a genie. I hope people know that.
James, you have to go off the stage and make your genie entrance.
Pretty exciting
now,
stuff.
I just heard someone go, I don't know what you're expecting, but severely lower your expectations. That is James's lamp from home. So everyone, Izzy, are you ready for the genie to appear?
I'm so excited.
Right. Everyone look at the lamp and sort of rub it with your eyes in an imaginary way. Really? Oh, something's happening. It's taking a long time, so you're not rubbing it with your eyes hard enough in an imaginary way. Oh! Genie!
Welcome, Izzy, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Mate.
I ran into the wall.
You ran into the wall.
I ran into the wall hard with my hand.
In that moment, I saw your future in panto and I loved it.
Yeah. Woo. Hello, Izzy.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
Very well.
Thank you for coming on the podcast.
It's a great pleasure.
It's very exciting to have you here. Did you enjoy James's entrance?
Yes. Very much so.
Thank you.
Did you rehearse it?
Yeah, rehearsed it. And in the rehearsal, I just like came out in the bit where I had the best visibility. And just a split second there, I thought, well, it's obviously better if I emerge from the thick bit of the smoke. So I went for the densest bit.
Yeah.
Couldn't see and smashed my hand.
Yeah. You went for the densest bit being a solid wall.
Yes.
Yes.
A wall that I could see seconds before, and if I'd memorized that.
Yeah.
But I couldn't because I was thinking, I really hope this looks like I'm coming out of the lamp. Did it look like I was coming out the lamp?
Yes.
Thank you, Izzy. Izzy, are you a foodie?
Yeah.
Izzy's got to get off in about 10 minutes, so we're gonna rattle through this Aykroyd style.
Now, I consider foodie to be someone who loves food, but I know people who describe themselves as foodies who like love making food as well.
Right.
And I don't really like that.
What? Now, do you... you must cook. Yeah, you cook a bit, right? But you don't enjoy it.
I'm not very confident at it, especially cooking meat. I always think it's going to be raw. And uh-huh. You know, it says like stick something in it till the juices run clear.
Yes.
I don't really understand what that means.
And, like, it sounds like proper like something you do in a battle. You know.
Yes, it does.
Stick something in you until the juices run clear.
Hang on, I don't know what's happening here now, because James said that sounds like something you do in a battle, and obviously my first thought was, what the fuck are you talking about? And then you immediately backed him up on it, Izzy.
Well, I did, but actually, I'm thinking about it. If you, in a battle, if you stuck something in someone until the juices ran clear, what would be coming out that was clear?
All the blood's come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's just the water.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get too heavy too soon. Isn't there something in the Bible about when Jesus was crucified, they stabbed him under his ribs like that and it came out clear?
Did it?
Any Chrisos in? Yeah.
Get out, you Chrisos. You are here.
You know, you using that word has completely fucked any interaction I have with anyone who's Christian because I only use Chrisos now. And I use it in a serious context. So I'm like, oh, you're a Chriso. Sorry.
Apologies. So, what? They stabbed Jesus and it just this clear water came out?
Right.
Yeah, they stabbed him and then the water comes out and that's how they know he's dead.
And the water comes out and that's how they know he's dead or cooked. Yeah, it looks safe. Carve him up.
He's ready. So yeah. That's what you do at home.
Yeah, I got given by a foodie, my brother-in-law, who's been on MasterChef, thank you, Uncle Imran. I don't call him that.
Oh. What a relationship you have with this man.
For some reason, it would be really weird if I called my brother-in-law Uncle Imran. But Imran is his name. It'd be even weirder if it wasn't. But he's a real foodie. You can't get on MasterChef without being a foodie.
Yeah.
And he gave me one of those prongs that you stick in to see if the juices are running clear. And I washed it and then left it on the draining board and it got covered in soapy water. And now it doesn't work anymore. So I feel like I need to learn to use my common sense. But I'm really, like, also our oven's broken. The dial, all the things are rubbed off. So you just have to guess. Like, yeah. And that's really bad for someone who's a bit paranoid about when things are cooked.
Why are all the things rubbed off? What are you doing with that oven? Not a rhetorical question. I don't know what you and Uncle Imran are getting up to in the kitchen.
The kids have rubbed them off, I think. And it was an yeah. old oven anyway.
Kids rub them off?
Yeah. So
naughty.
So,
the kids coming, they got nothing to gain from that. They
this
don't use the oven. They're just rubbing
stuff.
The numbers off. That's no, it's sadistic.
It's magnetic and they put magnets all over it and I think it's scraped off the already fading numbers.
I love the idea of you just being like, all right, kids, mummy needs a bit of quiet time. Go and play with the oven. Don't get in it. That's the main rule. But rub that bit off as much as you want.
I know that 200 is, you know, at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I do everything from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when my mum was a taxi driver for a short time and she only knew the way to anywhere from Golders Green because that was where she lived. This is a very long time ago, before sat-navs. So she, no matter where anyone was coming from or going to, she used to have to take them via Golders Green. And they'd be like, where the fuck are we going? And I'm the same about the knowing that 200 is 6 o'clock. I sort of go there first. Then if yeah. it's supposed to be 170, I ease it back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Straight to 200 every time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
In one way or the other.
Yeah.
And you broke the pronger because you got soapy yeah, water on it.
Ellis, my partner, said it was broken and I believed him. So it's in the drawer. But I'm going to look tonight. It might actually not be. I might be being yeah. gaslighted.
Is it a gas oven?
It is a gas yeah. oven.
Yeah.
Here we go.
He's gaslit you straight to 200.
Imagine that's what anyone who gaslights people did. Like before they do some gaslighting, you just hear them murmur, set to 200. Yes. You must have imagined that. I never did anything. Yeah. I'm on fire tonight.
At the beginning of lockdown, he said he'd do all the childcare and the early mornings in exchange for me doing all the cooking and the cleaning. And I agreed to that because...
Someone absolutely livid there, by the way. One person. The fuck!
And actually, it wasn't all the childcare. It was just the early mornings with the baby who was waking up at 4. And I hate mornings. He was like, I'll get up at 4 if you do all the cooking and the cleaning. So I was like, OK. So I started to try and be more adventurous with what I cooked. Because he was having to get up at 4, I tried to match the effort that he was putting in.
Uh-huh.
And I did cook different stuff and I did gain confidence.
OK.
Yeah.
Any successes? Any headliners?
I poached. So this is from the Sainsbury's magazine. This is a really big step for me because previously all I cooked was either Izzy salmon or
right,
spaghetti bolognese. Yeah.
Let's rewind it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Izzy salmon.
Okay, so Izzy
salmon.
You say
salmon. Easter salmon or Izzy salmon?
Izzy salmon.
Izzy salmon, but Easter salmon's better. Which I presume...
Easter salmon, I thought we're back on Jesus again, fair enough. But Izzy salmon, named after yourself?
Named after myself.
Okay, so...
Previously Claire Ward salmon.
So you've nicked it off Claire Ward?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Claire Ward?
She is an actress and stand-up. She told me the recipe for Claire Ward salmon about 15 years ago. And I have changed it enough to be able to now call it Izzy salmon.
Sooty salmon is a way better name
Sooty
for it.
Sooty salmon.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be sooty salmon.
It's got to be sooty salmon.
Yeah.
Although that sounds awful, actually.
Well, like it's been marinated
covered in soot.
Yeah. That's probably a thing. I mean, you can have charcoal, can't you, in stuff?
Bet people would cover, like, put salmon in a pit and cover it with soot, then not light the fire and then dig it up and it's exactly the same again. Probably.
What I loved about that story was the gathering of all the animals above it who'd sensed there was something. I loved that.
Like pet cemetery.
Yeah. That is exactly the kind of thing. That thing that Joe Thomas did with the lamb is exactly the kind of thing that I would do. And while I was listening to it, I remembered that when I was about 8, me and Helena Coates made Helena Coates sausages, which is this? Basically, we wanted to make a fire, and she had a big house, a big garden. We gathered all the toilet rolls in the house. She had like 4 toilets. So there was like 50 toilet rolls, and we put them all in a pile in the middle of the lawn and set them alight. And then we just put sausages on top of the toilet rolls. Because in our heads, we were like, fire cooks meat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No one's going to argue with you there.
Yeah.
Did they taste nice?
They didn't cook.
They didn't cook?
Well, like, they went black, like burn, and then they were raw on the other side.
Of course, yeah.
We also didn't know how to turn them over because we'd thrown them onto the pile of toilet rolls. And her mum was Italian, and she'd already got annoyed with us that week because we'd convinced ourselves that Helena's sister was a ghost. And we'd made a mixture of, like, bleach, shampoo, everything we could find in the bathroom, and poured it onto Debbie's bed, because that was the thing you had to do to get rid of the ghost. So Tamara was already really annoyed about that. And then, I don't know why everything took place in the toilet, but anyway, we got all the toilet rolls and burnt them, so she went absolutely ballistic.
So is that, like, your top recipe, or...? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, I think you probably could, if you unrolled the roll a bit and then set fire to it and put the sausages on, you could sort of, if you unrolled it more and teased it over, you could probably roll the sausages over. It's probably worth a go.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a way of doing it.
I would.
Like a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a little sausage toilet roll conveyor belt.
But if the toilet roll wouldn't be able to be a light, would it? It would just have to be hot.
Yeah. How do you make a toilet roll hot without setting it alight?
So have the majority of the toilet rolls burning and then have some sort of grill on top of them.
Yeah. I think we're just arriving at the idea for a barbecue, aren't we?
It's my idea for it. You get all the toilet rolls.
I noticed you glaze over when me and Izzy were talking there. I know you so well now, I can see when James has just gone into his own head and he's just listening to the music in his own head going... Whoop, do, 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 do.
Yes?
Yeah.
Get all the toilet rolls and don't, like, unfold them. Have it all as they are. And get the sausages. And then you put the sausages in the cardboard tube.
Yes.
And then you set fire to the toilet roll itself. And then it would take longer to get to the sausage. And in the meantime, it would cook it. I think that would work.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. James A. Castle sausages.
What was sooty salmon, though? We need to know what
sooty salmon
previously Clare Ward
previously
salmon.
Known as Izzy salmon, previously known as Clare Ward salmon. Yes. So you make a mixture of soy sauce and, like, chilli, garlic, spring onions. I love the fact that this is funny. It's because I'm saying it as if it's really gourmet. And I used to have to, like, 5 spring onions. Okay, right. So then you marinate the salmon in there. And it kind of soaks up all the juices.
Mm.
And then you bake it in the oven and you get... So with Clare Ward salmon, you chopped up loads of veg and made a stir fry and with noodles. But with Izzy salmon, you buy a pre-packed... stir fry from Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
And it's a taste the difference one, and it's got...
And people can taste the difference between that and Clare Ward salmon.
Yeah.
Tastes fucking shit. Gets out of a packet.
Izzy salmon, or sooty salmon, is soy sauce marinated salmon with stir-fried vegetables.
Yeah.
I feel like the continent of Asia might want to have a word with you in terms of...
But the other difference is that I don't marinate the salmon.
Plain salmon.
I just do the stir fry from Sainsbury's, sling on some soy sauce, bake the salmon in the oven with nothing on it, and then just put it all on a plate.
Perfect. Perfect.
Fans of that. People love it.
I've always said the best way to sort of really pimp up a dish is to remove seasonings. That's the best way of doing it.
It's the least important element
of
cooking.
It is, yeah, the taste. I hate it.
Have you ever burnt anything on a barbecue that isn't food? I have.
That's the most obvious way I've ever seen a comedian ask a question and then go into their own anecdote. Normally it's slightly more subtle than that. Normally they ask and then they sit there and you can see them going, when's my turn? But that's brilliant just to go, have you ever done this? I have.
It's like the worst thing to do on a date, isn't it?
What did you burn?
So when I split up with my ex, I had a box of stuff from our relationship. And you know, it's really hard to...
And your ex was Claire Ward, right? Let's be clear.
It's not Claire Ward.
Burnt everything apart from the cookbook she gave you?
No, it was a man who's very nice. It didn't work out. And he'd given me...
So, because he didn't work out, you broke up with him?
Yeah.
Very body shaming of you.
Didn't work out. He was very nice. But I did build a bonfire and put all of his belongings on it. So it was a very... It was a mutual breakup, and I wish him well.
So, A, it wasn't a bonfire, it was a pre-existing expensive barbecue. And B, it wasn't immediate. Yes. So, we'd split up for, 8 or 9 months. I'd said it's too painful to...
Healthier if it was immediate, I think. Healthier if it was just a split, I fucking hate you. But 8 or 9 months of stewing, and then, I'm going to put it on a barbecue. Sorry, though. Carry on.
So the reason it was 8 or 9 months later was because when we first split up, it was too painful to burn everything on the barbecue. It was too painful to get rid of everything. And I didn't want to look at it, but I didn't want to throw it away because I was like, I need to wait till I've properly got over this. So my friend said, put it in a shoebox in the top of the wardrobe, right?
Yeah.
So I did that.
Yeah.
And then about 8 or 9 months later, she was like, I think you're ready to let go of this relationship, but you need to get rid of the stuff. And I was like, it feels too weird to give it away because it holds so much, emotion.
Yeah, so, and putting it in the bin is mad. Be insane to just put it in the wheelie bin.
You don't want to be one of those crazy bin ladies.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, she just said, burn it on the barbecue and it'll be, symbolic as well because it'll be like you're letting go. So I lived at that point in Camberwell in a flat share and my housemate had a really nice, expensive barbecue on the balcony and we laid all the stuff in a big pile on top of the barbecue and it was like a teddy bear...
It's too weird to give this stuff away. Lighter fluid all over a tit. 8 or 9 months later.
Is the teddy bear going on first, the sort of kindling? Or?
So the teddy bear went on first.
Yeah.
That was like a piece of paper that... we'd played a game of hangman on at the airport that I'd kept.
Right.
Weirder that you kept that than you burnt it, I'd say.
Poor guy.
Thrashed him. Keep that, always remember. Handed him his own ass at hangman. Oh, look at that. That man doesn't look like he's doing okay, does he? I guess someone doesn't know the word onomatopoeia. Keep this in my pocket until we break up and then I'm going to burn it.
The reason I had that was because we decided to go to the airport on New Year's Eve and say, destination anywhere, and see what happened. But we went to Gatwick at like 7 p.m. on New Year's Eve, and there was only one flight, and it was to Cameroon. And they said, it's quite a long flight. You'll be in the air at midnight. And have you had your jabs? And we said, no. And then they said, well, there's no more flights. So we went to the pub in Gatwick Airport. And we played hangman. And we also chatted to pilots' children who were waiting for their parents to finish work so they could celebrate New Year's Eve. They were the only people in the whole airport.
And one of them gave you a teddy bear?
No, that would have been brilliant. The teddy bear was... I think the teddy bear was just like a joke present. I think in any relationship, a teddy bear's given, isn't it? No.
It's nice thinking about doing a live one. We don't have to answer all the questions like that for putting that situation. I'm thinking, how do I break this to Izzy then? That's not... No. Whoever said it, no regard for your feelings. No. Fuck. Teddy bear. You burnt it all.
Teddy bear. Hangman.
Yeah.
Some clothes.
Sure.
Other bits of paper that were meaningful, like letters and stuff.
Someone knows what was in there, apparently. He's here tonight.
My fucking final facts as well. That you never returned.
I think
have we got a hard out tonight? Because we haven't even started the menu yet.
Yeah. I think technically we've got 40 minutes left.
This is like the reverse of Aykroyd. I'm throwing those in every time for the hardcorers. I don't care. I'll do it. I'll keep doing it.
Thank you.
Thank you for wishing us luck with our project.
Anything else go on the barbecue?
Two books.
Yeah.
Catch 22 and a Snoopy book.
Fucking hell. A lot of this is just stuff you could have donated to a local children's hospital.
Well, I know, but they had dedications in them and stuff.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Really says a lot about this guy. Really paints a vivid picture of him. Catch 22 and Snoopy. What a range.
Yeah, it's the whole gambit.
Yeah.
So we put them all on there. A guy who was just living there temporarily poured salt and wine on it and said a kind of prayer.
What the fuck was the prayer? What was the prayer?
It was like, gods receive these gifts. Grant Izzy the emotional freedom to move on, stuff like that.
Yeah, and then
gods receive.
Stabbed the teddy in the side and the juices ran clear.
Yeah. I love gods receive these gifts. I've got you a present. Oh, thank you. Well, I'm a god, so this is going to be pretty impressive. What do you got me? It's a finished game of Hangman that I did in an airport. Merry Christmas, God. Are you a Snoopy fan?
He said the prayer.
God's received these gifts.
Yeah, set it alight.
Yeah.
He must have poured lighter fluid on it or something as well. Set it alight, and it burned really majestically for a little while. And then quite quickly it stopped burning. Like everything had burnt really quickly. And we were like cheering and stuff.
The guy who said the prayer losing his shit. Absolutely loving burning someone else's stuff.
So, and this fucking guy was... I want to talk a little bit more about this guy, because he was only living there temporarily. Yeah. So you didn't really know him. How quickly was he convinced into this, and how quickly did he suggest pouring salt and wine onto it?
He was really into it.
Yeah.
Like, so I knew him from college, but he was only living there temporarily. And I feel like he shouldn't have had as much of a stake in it as he did. Yeah. I should mention that the guy who owned the barbecue and the flat was out.
Of course.
Yeah.
And the guy said the prayer, is he just someone who was always, you know, people knew if you need that kind of service, you can call on him. He'd be like...
Yeah, he's just a very spiritual person.
Yeah, spiritual guy. It dies down really quick.
Dies down really quickly, and then I realise that something's wrong.
Mm. And it's only at this point you realise there was something wrong.
Hold on, guys. There's not a raging fire anymore, and I've suddenly sobered up and seen what we've become.
So I get towards the barbecue, and everything's gone, but the teddy bear is, like, crucified in the position of Jesus. Yeah. And, like, melted onto the grill of the barbecue and, like, dripping down into the barbecue. It was so, like, it was like a, I don't know, an image of Christ. It was... So the bottom line is I had to buy Steve a new barbecue and it was £70. Yeah.
I got images of, like, you guys... around the barbecue, and it's all charred, and the bear is just melting through it. And that somewhere, your ex-boyfriend was just walking around, just going, I hope he's doing good, actually. I feel like I'm in a good place right now, and I think the breakup was for the best, and, like, I think this space has really done us good. So, like, I'm sure she's in a good place right now.
I had to buy a new barbecue because I... The bear is dripping through the slots.
Still a sparkling water.
This is the maddest thing about this podcast is, like, just talking about what foods you like. Now people come up to me and go, we do our off-menu menus all the time. You're like, no, you don't. You have a normal conversation. And then still a sparkling water. I was in a restaurant the other day and the waitress came over and went, still a sparkling water? Ooh. Like, no, you've been saying that for way longer than I have.
I wonder if you'll ever get tired of it, like when you're 80.
Yeah, no, I'm tired of it now. Nah, of course not.
When Chris Tarrant ordered a drink from me when I worked behind the bar at the Cambridge Theatre, I said, is that your final answer? And very kindly, he acted as if I was the first person who'd ever said it. Sparkling.
Big guns. That's what I like. That.
Split the room.
Now, I'm going to ask something.
Yeah.
Can you add a quarter of an inch of black currant?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
This is what we're here for.
This is it. This is what we wanted.
Look at this. Lock the doors. It's going to be a long one. You want some blackcurrant cordial in there. How strong is this cordial? Because there's different strengths you can have it, and sometimes there's cordial that, you know, you add it and it might as well be water. You know, there's just a bit of a suggestion of blackcurrant. But if you're going full on in there and it's pretty strong, I'd say you've made it a different drink. So it depends what... And I say that as someone who chose Causton Press as water course. So, I'm gonna.
And the order in which you told us about that, I imagined you've got a glass of sparkling water and you've tipped it in after as like a little float on top of the sparkling
water. Yeah, like a lager top.
Like a lager top.
I tell you what you could do. Could you bring a little jug of cordial with it?
Yeah.
And then I'll put it on.
Oh.
Interesting.
Is that because you don't trust us to get the measures right that you like?
Well, I actually think that, because yesterday I went to a pub and had a pint of sparkling water with cordial, and it was just the suggestion. Why?
The same person who kicked off earlier about your belongings is now asking you why.
We can never go out with each other. And it was definitely the suggestion.
Yeah.
It was very light purple. Mm. It was fine. Uh-huh. But I think I'd prefer it strong.
And are you going cordial first, then water, or water first, then cordial, like Ed said?
I think cordial first if I was making it.
If you're making it, you're going cordial first, because you want to see how much cordial there is.
So then we'll need to bring a jug of water, a jug of cordial, and an empty glass for you.
Yes!
Right, okay. No. No, it's fine, yeah, of course.
I think that's fine. Yeah, I think we've let fine. People get away with much worse.
Yeah.
What's your cordial brand? What kind of cordial do you normally get? Do you get Sainsbury's own? Do you get Robinson's?
We get Robinson's.
Woo! Fancy pants! Someone's going to Wimbledon. Woo!
Not right. It's Ribena's not even been mentioned yet. What's happened to Ribena?
No, Ribena didn't even shout out. And we're talking about blackcurrant. What's your game?
Well, so we don't have Ribena in the house. We just have it as a treat when we're out.
Mm-hmm. What? You just have squash as a treat when you're out?
We have Robinson's orange squash in the house. Ellis, my partner, drinks, I'd say, 2 bottles a week of Robinson's orange squash. genuinely.
Man, we're on a text group with Ellis and cannot wait to destroy him for that afterwards.
Is it like full wax sugar stuff, or is it no added sugar orange squash?
Oh, I think it's no added sugar.
Yeah. Mm. You couldn't do 2 bottles a week of full strength stuff, could you?
But he has it quite weak.
And of course, he's a weak man.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
So blackcurrant's just a treat when you're out. Orange squash in the house.
Yeah.
And as a treat when you go out, you have blackcurrant squash.
Ribena is a treat when you go out.
Well, I don't really mind the brand, actually. I don't reckon I'd be able to tell the difference between different types of blackcurrant cordial, do you?
I think... Sorry. I should have warned you about them. They have strong opinions.
I think you can tell the difference between OG Ribena and Robinson's blackcurrant squash, because Robinson's blackcurrant squash is maybe, I'd say, it's thinner, it's more watery. Ribena is like fresh blood. Like, yeah.
I don't think you could describe it better.
You could upend a bottle of Ribena and count 3 seconds before any comes out of the bottle.
Yeah.
It's terrifying stuff.
Tomato ketchup.
So I definitely think you could tell the difference.
I think in pubs they have... I don't think they have Ribena, do they? I think they have the watery kind.
So you want a jug of water, a jug of Robinson's blackcurrant, and an empty glass.
Yeah.
And sparkling water.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Locked in.
Huh?
Locked in.
Pop it up as well, Brad! Pop it up as well, Brad,
yes,
is he,
yes,
sir?
Yes, I know.
Pop it up as well, Brad.
Papa dapa what?
What's a papa dap? All of them looking at Ed. What's he saying?
Every single episode we did in America. One. Looking at me as if I was a translator for James.
I understand you. You look like someone from a Richard Curtis film, but this guy's a fucking alien. Papa Dapa what?
Papa Lapa what the fuck? Who is this guy?
The Jack McBrayer episode. He said, did he say he was going to call the cops?
Yeah. Well, I said I was going to call the cops. That's because I said corn on the cob, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. He thought, when I said corn on the cob, I was saying call the cops. And when I said poppadoms or bread, I was saying poppers off the bread.
Poppers off the bread. So yes. Same question to you, Izzy. Poppers off the bread.
Poppers off the bread, please.
Bread.
Bread.
Yeah. big bread
moment.
Contingent.
Big moment, I mean, for us all.
We should do it, really. Give me a cheer for bread. But these guys... Yes.
It's the man falling to his death.
Yeah.
Bread!
Everyone just carrying on as normal. Pretty cool. Bleeding out. Everyone filling there. There's some free Ribena over here. That man's dead.
Poppadoms.
Oh, I like it.
Less of them, but I'd say more enthusiastic.
I like it. The poppadom cheer sounded more pure, you know? It sounded like it was just pure-hearted people. The bread one was like an aggressive Brexit-y cheer.
you don't mind me saying this. I'm just saying how it's sounding from the stage. You know.
But is he your bread? Bread all I'd the way.
Like bread with butter.
Yeah.
I'd love a little stamp of the restaurant in the butter.
Oh, yeah. Little dream restaurant
that's
stamp.
That's good. So what would the butter stamp of the dream restaurant be then?
Little lamp.
A little lamp.
Yeah.
Little lamp, maybe, with... Well, that would represent me. And then through the lamp would have, like, a needle.
It's my brand.
Huh? Nice one, isn't it?
I fell in the Thames, yes.
A map of the Thames. That's a complicated stamp.
Yeah, that's really... I mean, that really follows me around everywhere. I'd say even when I have to maybe make a post on Instagram about, you know, I've been asked by a charity to promote World Diabetes Day, and I have to do quite sort of like an open and honest post about how sometimes having a chronic condition can be a struggle mentally, and I go, oh, it's getting some comments already, and they are all, you fell in the Thames, you idiot!
Good on you all.
Maybe you wouldn't be so sad if you hadn't fallen in the Thames.
Good on everyone who posted that. Well done. Just raising awareness. You're doing your part. World Diabetes Day.
So we've got the stamp in the butter. Is there a type of bread that you specifically want?
I'd say not soda bread. Mm-hmm. Because I like that toasted, not sourdough, because I like that toasted.
Okay.
But like a soft roll with a hard crust and a very cloudy inside that's slightly stretchy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So those ones that you like toasted, I mean, we can bring you out toast if you prefer that to the bread you just said.
There's already a lot of stuff on the table.
Yeah.
A lot of jugs and stuff with various things in, and then
you've already got a whole bunch of stuff.
Selling a toaster on there as well.
Yeah. I used to go to this cafe in Clapham with my friend that had a toaster on every table, and you could, I think it was called Toast, and you could choose bread and like spreads and it was like £12 and you can have as much toast as you want. And we were like, this is amazing. And then my other friend was like, you know, you could just do that at home.
Yeah. Well, you can't. All the numbers have rubbed off the wheel.
Yeah, hopeless. We went to the Burnt Toast Cafe in Brixton. Yeah. Brixton Village Burnt Toast Cafe. And they do that. They got the toasters on there. And Nish was with us, Nish Kumar. And the lady who owns that cafe, she moved to England and she learned English by watching Mock the Week. So she knows any comic who's ever been on Mock the Week and is very excited. And we turned up and she was like, really, she went, James! And then Ed came around the corner. She went, Ed! And then Nish came around the corner and she went, Nick! And every time she took her order, she'd always go, Big Nick? I was so happy.
Calling him Big Nick.
Big
that's
Nick!
When that's when I think Nish invented his white persona, Nick Cooper, right?
Yeah, Nick Cooper.
Nick Cooper.
So you don't want toast, you want the cloudy bread.
I don't think I do want toast, because this is the start. This isn't even the starter.
No.
No, I don't.
No,
I
think it's not.
No, I'm looking at 20 minutes left.
So sorry, Benito.
No, toast feels much more like a meal, a main meal, than bread. Even though it must have the same amount of calories. Don't you think?
No.
I'm not looking forward to your main course.
I don't think it is like a main meal, really.
Would you have toast before a starter?
No, that is a very good point.
Yeah, okay.
Not at home, certainly. You wouldn't have some toast and then have dinner, would you?
I don't think
so. Actually, I might.
Point taken. I think
it's because it should be a very casual, I have a bit of bread. Whereas somehow the act of toasting something, it's like it's making it special.
It's cooking, yeah.
Sorry, there's some very mature people here. Because you went, I'll have a bit of bread. Like
have a bit of bread.
And they're like...
have a bit of bread, you know what I mean.
A bit of a euphemism. Gonna Uncle Imran's to have a bit of bread, you know what I mean.
Sometimes you just want to have a bit of bread, you don't want to make toast.
Feels like a main. It was too much like a meme. sorry, yeah? I believe you were...
Bread. cloudy bread.
Yes, round nice. Cloudy bread, nice. Stamp cloudy in the butter. Bread.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you're up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but yes. My wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's move on to your starter. We've got to get onto this meal. Is your starter from a specific place, or is it just a general starter that you will have anywhere?
Something you can have anywhere.
Oh, it's something you can have anywhere.
Okay. Now you're looking at me as if we're about to play a game of hangman again, and I've got to guess it. It's something you can have anywhere. That's your only clue.
I mean, it feels like I want you to guess. It's got two main colours.
It's got two colours. You said main colours, but is it just two colours?
Two colours.
At all in the starter that you can have anywhere?
That's it, two colours.
Okay. We're all racking our brains.
It's got a thing that was once alive, and...
I don't know why I'm pretending I don't love this. I love this game. So.
Oh, no. Benito is backstage so angry.
Yeah.
I'd say there's so many you haven't heard. James plays a guessing game every other podcast, and they take about an hour and a half. So,
a lot of them don't make the edit, but we really enjoy them. Some of them, I don't know what has made the edit. I've only listened to three episodes, yeah. But
something that was alive.
One of it was once alive.
Something that was once alive.
Which is a lovely way to describe meat, I'm assuming. Yeah. It's a great name for a restaurant.
Yeah. A great name for a restaurant? Yes, something that was once alive.
Yeah.
Something that once had a soul. And something that never did.
Something that never did. Two colours. If you've got any guesses here.
Yes!
Huh?
Prawn cocktail.
Prawn cocktail.
Prawn cocktail. How the hell did you get that so quickly?
Wow.
Where's the two main colours coming from?
Pink and green, I guess.
Oh, pink and green.
Is that what we're talking?
Yeah.
Pink and green? Is that what you were thinking?
Pink and green.
Yeah. Pink and green, yeah.
Something that was once alive.
Okay, let's all keep an eye on her. Now, this prawn cocktail, is that like What is it you love so much about the PC?
I just love the simplicity of the PC.
Yeah.
I love the fact that it doesn't try too hard. It's something very unpretentious about it. I went to Southend recently and ordered a PC.
Yeah.
Within like an hour of arriving, but it was a prawn and avocado salad.
Oh, no.
And I was like, no, guys, this is wrong. I think I'd like it in a like in a wine glass, or, you know, like in a kind of little trifle bowl like they used to have in the 70s.
So you want quite traditional. You don't want PC gone mad or anything. You want the traditional. Yeah, you're quite right, actually. I had a deconstructed prawn cocktail recently.
Did you?
It was actually really good. It was at, now bear with me, it was at a 90s themed restaurant called Only Fools and Courses.
How have you not told me about this?
It's in Brixton. It's in Pop in Brixton. It's a really, like, it's a tasting menu, and it's, the guy gives a talk beforehand about how it's all from his memories of growing up in the 80s and 90s, and it's like the really nice like roast lamb thing and the deconstructed prawn cocktail and duck eclairs.
Right.
Like Peking duck, but in an eclair. It's delicious.
Wow.
But I get the feeling that the deconstructed prawn cocktail is not what you want, like a straight up classic PC.
Yeah, yeah. Don't mess with it.
Don't mess with a classic.
You're having them on the rim of the glass, the prawns hanging off the big mamas?
Yes, hanging off. Like they're trying to escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very sadistic. Like a bear on a barbecue.
Yes.
Trying to get out.
Well, I wasn't the one who wronged you, is he? We had some good times.
Well, you got Mary Rose sauce on there, or what's the other one that's similar?
This is great having you here.
Thousand Island. Mary Rose or Thousand Island sauce, and because like people have different opinions on this.
Izzy sauce.
Yes.
Sooty sauce.
Sooty sauce.
Oh God.
I don't know if you should have sooty sauce on it, Izzy.
I think Mary Rose. Mary Rose.
Yeah. Mary Rose.
Uh huh.
Ah, we say it different, don't we?
What do you say?
I say Mary Rose. Which I don't know. I know that's probably wrong. I've always said Rose.
I say Marie Rose. So who's right in this situation?
Mary Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Mary Rose. Spelled right there.
I think the subtitle is trying to signal to us that we do have to finish in 13 minutes. Yeah, no, we're not. I think that's a really good classic starter.
Classic. So now I assume we're moving on to the main course of a slice of toast.
Two slices of toast. The main course.
Yeah. How many colours?
Oh.
First, remember,
the classic
how many colours, how many were alive and how many aren't.
Yeah.
How many were once alive, not are still alive?
Yeah.
Six colours.
Oh, fucking hell.
Here we go.
Just the guess.
Stepping it up per course.
One main colour.
Yeah.
Six colours in total.
Yeah.
Something that was once alive.
Yeah.
All the other things can be eaten by things that were once alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're eating it, Izzy.
I'm with you.
Actually, all the other things in it could have been eaten by the thing in it that was once alive.
Okay, that's great.
Oh,
I love this.
Lovely.
It might have got a bit ill.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have killed it.
Okay.
So it's really, you're really rubbing it in the thing that was once alive's face at this point. Like, I'm going to kill you and put you in your natural habitat before I eat you. I mean, I guess we need to narrow it down to, was it once alive on the land or was it once alive in the sea?
It was once alive on the land. It was once alive on the water.
What the? What the? You ate a hovercraft? Amazing stuff.
And what can a hovercraft eat? Petrol. So you're having a hovercraft and petrol.
Is it Tom Daly? Congratulations, Tom. Recent victory. I surround you with things you would normally eat. And say a prayer. Gods, please accept this gold medalist.
So,
you
got a guess,
getting
James?
The feeling that we got a pig here. I think it's like it's
it must be a, what
it's a duck.
On.
These people are
hang
saying.
On, no,
oh, of course, it's a duck,
James.
I'd forgotten. Fuck me, I'd forgotten
James,
the water bit.
Let's go through the old clues that Izzy gave there.
I forgot that bit.
It was on land and has been on water.
I was too busy congratulating myself on the Tom Daly riff to remember where we'd come from to get there in the first place.
Yeah.
It's a platypus.
It's a platypus?
It's a platypus or a duck.
If it is duck, I'm excited because we haven't really had... Not many people choose duck.
No.
And I like duck. So this is like...
Well, let me tell you guys, it is indeed duck.
It's a duck.
Yes.
We got a duck on the pod.
Great. And how is this duck being prepared?
L'orange?
I guess. So it's with...
With it's, five other colours.
Oh, yeah, we need five colours. More colours.
Is one of them l'orange? No l'orange in this.
No l'orange.
Le green?
No.
No green in it.
Purple?
You have it with something that can easily give you food poisoning if you don't reheat it properly.
Man. Why is it taking us this long to do a live episode? Great stuff. You guys are proving to Benito right now that the guessing games are solid and should stay in every edit. He doesn't appreciate it. Always edits them out. Always edits them out because he can't guess them. He's a little sore loser.
I don't like it. I can't guess that. I'll take it out of the podcast.
So duck and rice. So that's, we've got brown and white. Is white rice?
Yeah.
Yeah, not brown and brown. So then we're back to...
Yeah. Then we've got five colours left to do.
Red.
Ooh.
Red. What?
Oh. Okay. Don't set up a colour game and then...
Yeah, a bit of chilli in there.
Yeah, chopped there's chilies. A bit of chilli in there.
Is
and
that
there
the
is the colour red in there, if that was what you were asking.
Yes.
Yes.
What else do you think he could have been asking there, is he? Red what? So angry as well.
Red what? I'm not giving you that.
What? There's yellow.
Yeah.
There's green.
Oh, I said green. I was told to go fuck myself.
Red, yellow, green,
peas.
Brown.
Yes, but a kind of peas.
Mange too.
No. Yes, can be.
Can be. I always knew we'd end up playing what kind of peas tonight.
The word before peas is the surname of someone from Game of Thrones.
Snow peas.
Yes.
I tell you what, it's amazing. If you starve people of live entertainment for a year and a half, what they'll lap up.
So,
snow peas, best night of my life! I love live comedy! This is what we've been missing. This is what we've been missing.
It's back, we're back! Snow peas!
Snow peas. The red is chilli.
There's a red, big red element to it.
Red
pepper?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, is it a Thai red curry?
Yes.
Yes! Thank
you're
you.
You're feeling good. This is good group work.
That's great. Thai red duck
a Thai
curry.
Red duck curry. What? Oh, see, yeah. When I said the full sentence, some of you were like, actually, I don't know how I feel about that.
Turns out when you break something down into its constituent colours, it makes it less appetising. But yeah. Now it's all come together.
Yeah.
That's great.
What is it about the Thai red duck curry that you prefer over any other the Thai red curries?
And also, what scenario do you imagine the duck would be in where it gets to eat a chilli?
You throw anything in that pond, they'll lap at the idiots, ducks.
Make sure you wash your wings after you've had that chilli.
Just going down to feed the ducks. Oh, that'll explain why you got a bag of rice with you. Going ballistic. Why the Thai red duck and not the Thai red chicken?
There's something about the texture and taste of duck that just seems to go with the flavour, with the red, better than the green. And I love Thai red curry. I like Thai green curry, but I love the taste of Thai red curry. And for me, and if I have green, I'll go for chicken. I couldn't have green duck curry, but yeah. Mm.
Let's do a quick, give me a cheer if you're a Thai red curry person.
Strong.
The Thai green curry crew. I've told this story on the podcast many times and it only made the edit once, I think.
5 minutes left.
Yeah. I'll leave it.
Yeah.
It'll be absolutely fuming. Thai red curry. I think this is the first time someone's chose a Thai red curry. We've had a couple of Thai green curries on the pod. And it's a rare appearance for the duck as well. So in general, you're doing a lot of people... A lot of people here will feel seen because of this course. Is there a place that does the best Thai red duck curry?
I did. I went to this Thai restaurant in Edinburgh once and I had red duck curry with the guy who'd given me the stuff that I burnt on the barbecue, actually. And there was stuff in that Thai red curry that I would not have believed you could put in a curry. There were grapes.
Whoa.
There were apples.
Yeah.
Wow. Not whole apples.
Sounds like sounds like you went to Scotland and had some tinned fruit. A bit like it, doesn't it? It's not called tinned fruit there, though.
No. You called it something different.
Is this the curry that you want on your mouth?
Do you want the curry with grapes and apples in it?
Well, I wouldn't have thought that would have worked. It was incredible. It really was. It was the grapes and the apples were in addition to the normal stuff that you get in Thai curry.
Yeah. James isn't happy.
No, I like.
Is something we need to drill down into is the fruit. Would you say it was fresh?
I'd say that the apples were definitely fresh.
Definitely fresh.
That was like slices of apple.
Yeah.
And the grapes...
Don't tell me they were tanned. They weren't tanned. I don't think you can tan a grape.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they were quite small for grapes. Like
they
might have been.
They were almost like they were sultanas. Bleasdale didn't say that.
Is there...
Bleasdale tried to pick the secret ingredient as Thai red curry because he went to Thailand, he had one, and he said it tasted sneaky.
He hated it. Bleasdale won't even go to Scotland, he thinks. So you're saying there's a chance these were tanned grapes?
Yeah, there's no way of being sure because it was about 15 years ago, but I think there's a 50-50 chance.
Right. Benito... And could you Google whether you can tan a grep? Because we need to know.
Benito.
But how's he going to get the message to us?
Yeah, but how's he going to get... Because he doesn't want to be seen, little Benito, so...
He'll...
Yeah. I mean, this is the reason why. So you're not going to coax him out by going, "Whoa, yeah!" And he'll go, "Oh, my fans are calling me," and come out. That's what terrifies him. Not going to come out like that. I think it doesn't sound like these are
I'm looking
the
at
the kind of tanned fruit.
I don't
that we were
know if you
earlier.
Can tin a grape, but I'm googling it now. But initially, I wasn't thinking about it properly, and I've googled tanned grapes.
Yeah, well done.
I don't think it sounds like they were tinned.
Because also they'd been cooked, so yeah. They probably would have lost their skins in the cooking process.
Okay, hang on. There's going to have to be a discussion here.
Oh, no. This is tense stuff, and we're coming at the time when we're supposed to be finishing.
This is genuinely tense. I've googled tinned grapes.
Yes.
The first thing that's come up is pickled young grapes. They're in a jar, and every option here is specifically from Thailand.
Bleasdale walks out of the gig immediately.
Thai pickled young grape.
Thai pickled... Well, I mean, you didn't say Thai pickled young grapes, did you? That's you. Sorry, everyone's wearing masks. I can't tell who's who. Yeah. You didn't say Thai... I mean, if you'd said at the start, yeah, Thai pickled young grapes, we would have had a much longer conversation with you. Don't think Izzy would even be on by now.
I think it's in a... I think this is the ruling. It's in a jar, right? So it can't. It's not tanned fruit because it's in a jar.
Yeah, pickled is different from tinned.
Yeah, pickle's different from tinned.
Okay, yes. Well, you stay in. We'll move on to your side. I'm worried that we're gonna. Are we like what?
Well,
we...
look. That, I mean, it would have been perfect to kick you out of the restaurant now because it is the end
that
of the show.
Been
so
quite useful.
Side.
Okay.
We need. Or is the rice the side dish, or do you have another side dish?
No. Just the rice.
Just the rice. That's helpful. That's helpful, actually.
Right, good. Excellent. And do you think you could sort of pick the grapes out and have that for dessert?
Pickled young grapes, you absolute perv. That sound pervy.
Yes, I could pick the grapes out and have them for dessert.
No. Let's just get onto your dream drink. If the rice is your side, let's get onto your...
Dream drink.
Yeah.
Riesling.
Someone celebrating who, no offence, madam, if you had told me someone's just celebrated Riesling, I would have pictured you. I hope you take that as a compliment, as it's intended.
Love Riesling. A Riesling. Paired perfectly with the spicy Thai food as well.
Well, Riesling goes really well with Thai. I used to work for Obbins and I've got the equivalent of a GMBQ in wine tasting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys. And I've kind of forgotten everything now, but I used to be able to identify most grapes without knowing what they were, and Riesling is the best pairing with Thai, and I always remember that.
That's great. I mean, yeah. That's such a good choice. Can be a bit sweet sometimes, Riesling?
It can be a bit sweet, but there's something about Thai that balances it out, Thai food. It can be sweet though on its own, definitely.
When there's any discussion of actual food stuff, James completely zones out and now he's got a can of Causton Press.
It's the drink course.
It's probably a good thing because I was about to start talking about where Riesling is grown. It's in like the best Riesling from the Mosel in Germany on the steep hill, and they get a lot of wind, and it's quite a hardy grape. But it's only when you're faced with a live audience of more than 2,000 people you realise quite how fucking boring a lot of your chat is.
One colour and it lives forever. Riesling.
Quite a sweet wine. So almost when you go through to you don't want anything sweet for dessert, really, I guess, because you've had quite a sweet wine. It might be nice to have something more savoury to take the edge off at the end of the meal. It'd be a lovely way to round it out.
This is
yeah,
low.
Fuck you guys! How many colours do you want on your cheese board?
Even for you, that was low, Ed.
One voice. it, everyone else booed, and then what? Cheese board.
What's your favourite type of Riesling?
Favourite like,
brand?
I just like all of them.
You like all of them?
Mixed together.
We could do that for you.
Okay.
Do you want us to get every Riesling in the world and just a little bit of each in a glass and you can have ultimate Riesling?
Yes, because you should... If you mix red and white wine, that doesn't make rosé. But you could definitely mix, I reckon, lots of different types of the same grape.
No, they do. there's such a thing as blends. They do that. I mean, they taste like shit, but you can... No, I reckon you can... Yeah, why don't... Give it a go.
Give it a go.
Like do when you mix with all the bleach with all everything else and poured it on the bed.
To exercise the ghost.
Yes. You want Riesling that can exercise a ghost. Yeah. I think that's a great choice.
Do you want us to make the Riesling out of pickled young grapes? We can do that. Stamp on them.
No.
We have to consider each one if we're going to respond to it, and that was incoherent and most likely dog shit. We had to swerve that.
When you did that there,
yeah,
I imagined you being one of those guys that your job is to stamp the grapes. I can't imagine you happier.
Yeah.
Just all day, like, I'm a barefoot boy.
Yeah. Squelching between my toes.
Yeah.
I'd love it. I would love to stamp on all the grapes.
There's something about doing it sitting down as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd get one of those office swivel chairs and just be bombing it around the whole thing. Spraying off the wheels.
Well, is that the Riesling that you'd like? Would you like the one crushed by James's feet on an office swivel chair?
Yes. Yes.
Right. Benito, make a note of everyone who just clapped and issue a restraining order. I'll make you the ultimate Riesling with my feet.
Amazing.
Happy to do it. Yeah, that's what Ed said. Your dessert now. This is tense. Ed's already made it tense. It's not your fault. Ed's made it tense. He brought up cheese board, and I'm pretty sure we're not going to go there. I know that you like sweet stuff. I've seen you eat a chocolate bar before. It's the only reason.
But I've seen you eat a baby bell, so which way is this going to go?
You what? How many colours are in this dessert? And how much of it used to be alive?
Two colours.
Red and yellow, it's a baby bell.
This could be cheese and biscuits. If I'm going to throw this chair into the audience. It's going to be a sad end to the pod. Two colours.
None of it used to be alive.
Did any of it come from something that was once living?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
How many... both of them came from something that was once living, or...?
So one of it... Okay, so one colour, all of it came from something that used to be alive.
Right.
The other colour, about a third of it came from something that used to be alive.
So a lot of shouts for cheesecake.
It's not... Guys, it's not cheesecake. And I'm very fussy about cheesecake.
Yeah.
Not brownie and ice cream.
Mm. Well.
Okay, another clue. Okay.
Bacon and milk.
Okay. The thing which consists of a third of something from something that once was alive.
Yes. Imagine being an actual waiter and this was the order.
Yeah.
Just the menu's right there. No. Listen.
When it's made for more than one person in the oven, and it's in the shape of something you shouldn't look directly at.
The sun?
Okay.
A naked child? That's the kind James, of stuff that would get edited out, and I apologise, Benito.
You shouldn't, James, but you do, don't
you? I had to think of something. Sorry, that was edgier than we were all anticipating, and I didn't mean for it to happen. I had to think of an alternative to the sun. So the sun...
Is it the sun, or is it?
It's the sun.
Okay, phew. Okay, good.
So something is baked into the shape of the sun.
No.
Hang on, what's...
No, guys, I think we have to assume that if it's baked into the shape of the sun, it is specifically meant to be the sun. Because if Izzy's way of describing something circular is just the, in the shape of the sun...
James, I'm looking at Izzy's face right now, and I think that's exactly what
really?
She
really? Is that what you said? Is that what you were doing? That's mad.
So
sticking
it's
up
a cake.
For you there.
It's a cake? It's a cake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the sun is a circle.
This has gone from a guessing game to, like, a riddle from... In the shape of the sun, come with me, I have clues three. Two colours am I. One third used to be alive.
Imagine if someone, you were chatting to someone and they went, oh, what's that food? It's in the shape of the sun. It's in the... Shouldn't look directly at it. It's... No, not that, Mark. That's disgusting. Don't say that. It's way too edgy. What? A cake?
Yeah.
So we've got a sponge cake here and something else is going on that? What's going on?
It's got icing on it.
Okay.
And it's got icing in the middle of it.
Chocolate cake?
Yeah.
It's a chocolate cake?
Yeah.
Where'd you get two colours from?
No, because it's...
No, so that's, yeah, that's the brown.
Oh, there's some ice cream on the side. We've got a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
It's sitting in something that's the consistency of a puddle.
It's maybe the sun, but the moon is below.
Is it custard?
It's cream.
It's cream. Oh, here we go. Just when we thought the night was wrapping up, it's going to kick off again with the cream and custard brigade attacking each other.
That's the only... No, there's no... I don't think there's any argument for custard with a chocolate cake. It's cream.
Chocolate cake? You would rather have pouring... Is this pouring cream?
So double cream poured, but the chocolate cake must be warm.
Yes.
You couldn't say you could have custard with that.
I tell you what I've got in my mind, Izzy, and look, this is a recent thought topic for me. The Pizza Express hot chocolate fudge cake remains the absolute OG. We ordered some the other night on Deliveroo, just that, no pizzas. Mm-hmm. Two slices of the chocolate fudge cake. They've fucking changed the recipe. It's not ganache anymore. It's like a glaze. It's bullshit.
God.
Yeah. But that, the old school one, hot with pouring cream. I'm so with you.
It has to be the right... I think it really has to be the right consistency. There's a restaurant in Camberwell called Caravaggio's, and that they haven't changed their recipe for years and years. Oh. And I went back there the other day, and it was the same as before. And it was just like life before lockdown. It was brilliant.
I'm going there. That sounns amazing. So this is Camberwell. So they recognised you as the lady with the fire on her roof.
Yes. <Yeah.
laughs> I would go.
Oh, don't do this, James.
What?
It's going to be weird. It's just going to be weird.
It's not weird.
You're
going to
be like frozen cake
no.
and hot custard.
Oh.
That's quite a good idea, actually.
No, I would go a scoop of vanilla ice cream top of the list. If it's a chocolate cake and it's warm, I'd put vanilla ice cream top of the list, then custard before cream.
No. Custard has no place there. I'd go vanilla ice cream on top. That melts, I suppose that forms sort of rivulets of custard, but to go straight to custard is madness.
That is, custard can only go with things like apple crumble. It can't chocolate and custard, it
just
doesn't work.
Yes,
you're missing out.
Well, may I say to my right honourable friend that
you can't put custard.
I like it when the custard and the chocolate merge together. You get a bit of marbling of the chocolate on top of the custard. Oh, it was always going to happen.
Better yet, get rid of the chocolate cake, replace it with a lovely wedge of Stilton.
Panto villain. So you're going pour and cream. Fair enough. Do you want the same jug of pour and cream? Do you want to use the same jug that we use for the cordial so you can still taste a bit of cordial in there?
No.
Fair enough. I'm going to read your order back to you now and see how you feel about it. I haven't been writing it down. Benito obviously isn't going to come out and give it to me. So I'm just going to try and remember it and see if I can remember it. You would like water. You would like sparkling water in a jug, empty glass, and another little jug of cordial, blackcurrant cordial. Poppadoms or bread, you chose the cloudy bread that tears apart with some butter with a stamp at the restaurant in it. Your starter, you would like a prawn cocktail. You don't mind where they get them from. It just has to be two colours. And the Mary Rose sauce. Your main, you would like the red Thai curry duck with a side of rice to go with it. Your dream drink was a Riesling. And for dessert, you would like warm chocolate fudge cake with some pouring cream.
Wow, well done.
Yes. I did it. Whew.
You've never remembered it before. I hate waiters who are trying to do it by memory, and you've actually done it. Well done.
I actually did it for the first time.
You left out the pickled young grapes. You forgot about the pickled young grapes.
Oh, yeah. You were like pickled young grapes in everything, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that. I think that's a good meal.
Yeah, so do I. We're now approaching the end, and I don't know how we end it in a live environment, because normally we'll just sort of shut our laptop lids.
Thank you so much
for being
our guest, Izzy. Izzy Sooty, everyone.
Izzy Sooty! And thank you so much for coming to the first ever Off Menu Live. We've had an amazing time. You've been a great audience. Thank you very much, and we'll see you soon.
Well, there we are, James. That was the first ever live off menu.
A delicious live meal.
Yes. It took us a while to get to the meal. We were slightly worried about the time because, I mean, I'm glad it took us a while to get to the menu because we got that amazing story. But
you got to hear about a little teddy bear burning to death on a barbecue. And sometimes that gets in the way of a good meal. But I think, you know, the meal went down very well. I think the audience was happy with the choices.
There's a picture of James doing an impression of the bear burning on a barbecue available on Instagram. I will put that up as this episode goes out.
Yes, it's me doing the impression, and Izzy and Ed are just having a conversation, completely not regarding me whatsoever. So I wasn't aware at the time that no one was paying attention to me.
Yeah,
but there
me
I was.
And James work quite well as a team. You'll hear us reference this a few times. Quite often, if James is doing something, I'm just having a conversation with a guest. And sometimes while I'm having a conversation with a guest, James will glaze over as well because he's thinking about the next thing he's going to say. We really bounce off each other well as a team.
Yeah, that's how all the good comedy duos work. We know how to get it done.
Two solo performers. Yeah. It was a great episode. Thank you very much, Izzy, for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Her book is called Jane is Trying. It is available now for purchase. And her podcast is called The Things We Do for Love. So go and seek out both of those things. She didn't say the secret ingredient, of course. She did not say tanned frut.
Phew. Tanned frut lives to see another day.
Yes, which is lucky because people really need their money's worth. We couldn't kick her out for saying if she had a starter of tanned frut, it would have been very
awkward. Quite funny.
Yes.
We should have made the rule that if she says tanned frut, she gets kicked out of the Dream Restaurant and the man who suggested tanned frut has to replace her on stage.
Oh, man, I would have loved that. So, I mean, stick around. I'm sure there will be another live little bonus treat coming soon. But for now, thank you very much for coming to the Dream Restaurant Live.
Keep chomping.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, well, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.